All right, and we're back. So we played another song, so I've got five more fast faves for you.
More, okay.
More. This is my favourite of them, because I love these things. Your favourite supermarket?
Oh, God. Oh, it would have to be probably New World St. Martin's.
Okay.
Is that bad?
No, I'm New World Durham Street, personally.
Well, that is actually our most frequented one, but that one holds a soft spot for me because I wrote a story about it and the fan club that exists around...
There is a real big fan
around
club
around that supermarket. I found that very charming. That was one of the first stories I did when I moved to Christchurch, and I loved discovering the little weird community around that place.
Okay. I was going to ask favourite... area to walk, but you've kind of said that Governor's Bay area.
Governor's Bay. There. Also, I mean, I have a dog, as do you.
Yeah.
I'd say Victoria Park Dog Park.
Yeah, that's really good.
All timer. Love going
now,
there.
Now, do you have big or small dog?
Firmly medium. She's
firmly
13,
medium.
13 kilos. Not a lap dog.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Favorite coffee shop?
I don't really drink coffee. I don't know.
Oh.
But, so I'll say Estelle. I love Estelle.
Are you a tea person?
I'm a green tea.
Green tea person.
Yeah, I'm too anxious and jittery for coffee.
Where's the best tea?
Anywhere. Tea is very easy.
Yeah, that's fair. Like with milk?
No. I like herbal teas mostly. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I respect that. Favorite piece of art?
Ooh. In Christchurch?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm drawing a massive blank.
That is such a broad one. I don't know.
It is broad.
Why?
The suffrage memorial. No. But yes, but no. Oh, God. What's your favourite piece of art?
I kind of took this a little basically, and I was almost kind of just thinking about murals, but I like the girl blowing the bubble gum.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's a classic. Can I choose, it's not technically like public yet, but do you know the artist Ghost Cat,
who's
currently recreating,
Love Ghost Cat.
He's building those little miniatures of all the kind of pre-Quake icons around the city.
Mm-hmm.
I had the privilege of going to his studio and seeing some of those being put together, and so I would say that those things.
Oh, I love them.
He's
so,
a magician. The coolest thing as well is his studio is in his house, and it's behind a bookshelf, like in a Harry Potter or
don't
something.
Tell me that.
I know, it's just the dream. I think Ghost Cat is so cool.
Oh yeah, well my best friend in the world, who is also a gay man called Liam. A lot of people enjoy that fact. I live with him. He is editor of Avenues magazine, like the lifestyle one round town, and they've done a few pieces on Ghost Cat, and so Ghost Cat's made him little things. Like Liam owns like a mini wheelie bin, and he's
amazing.
Got a mini version of his own magazine and stuff.
Oh.
Seething with jealousy.
Yeah, there's something about the miniatures, eh? Like
I was into those
New World little shops. Do you remember those back in the day? Like
I
became obsessed with them. I've got the full collection still.
I was a miniature like model train kid.
Love it.
So I love that stuff. I'm gonna be the like Rod Stewart guy one day and like have a whole room for it.
I think there's a big train show coming up.
There is.
Yeah.
There is, yes.
Oh, you're on to it.
Oh, I know.
You know.
Okay, and my final fast five, which is gonna segue into our next thing. Favorite road or street?
Oh, road or street. I'm on the way to, we take Maggie the dog to the Canterbury Canine Obedience Club every now and again.
Okay.
And when you drive down that way, off kind of Wrights Road, there's a street called Validation Place.
Oh, stop.
And that always charms me. I don't
Validation
know what's on it. I don't know
place.
Anything about it,
I
but I'm just
that.
Like, send me to Validation Place.
Honestly, I'll live there. Now, the reason I ask about that is because you wrote recently 49 things Christchurch drivers could do with their 49 extra seconds. And this is just to do with basically their increasing speed limits.
They're proposing to.
Proposing to. And Was it calculated that like 49 seconds is the amount someone would save?
Yeah, RNZ did the math.
Right, okay.
When they kind of reported the news of the proposal, they sort of added that a little nice flair.
Yeah,
that,
interesting.
You know, this might save 49 seconds. So then, yeah, it was actually my editor, Mad Chapman's idea of could we do something about what you could save in that time. Embarrassingly, I actually published it with only 45 things, so I had to kind of live edit as it was there.
I love that honesty. Anyway, and the reason that I want to segue to this is because Cantabrians are like quite passionate about roads and cars.
Mm.
And can get quite opinionated on these things. So the reason I ask is if you could increase the speed limit to like unlimited on any road in Christchurch, which one would you pick?
Oh my gosh. Like the Autobahn.
Yeah, basically.
I don't go a hell of a lot of places because I work from home. I mean, what would happen to Brougham Street? You'd have to take all the traffic lights out.
Yeah, you
like
would.
That would be mess. That would be crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
I kind of want to see it.
A little bit. Brougham Street's like the crazy one.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. Brougham Street is absolutely maddening.
So anyway, Jump Rope Gazers was your choice by the Beths, your second choice. We were actually talking about the Beths. You're a big fan.
Yes.
Have you ever done Beths content?
Have I done Beths content? Personally?
Yeah.
I'm not sure that I have. I got in touch with Jonathan when Obama put them on his Songs of the Year last year and got a little quote.
I kind of forgot about that.
But no, I don't think I've done my own. I've been to lots of their shows. Mm. I love everything that they do. Jonathan actually for a time produced one of our podcasts, which was
really?
Like, I was like, you shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
You should be out
yeah,
there.
Go.
And I'm so glad now that they are out yeah. there. Seemingly in a different, they're in a different place in America every day.
So a third pick, you were struggling a little bit here.
Yeah, did I give you a third pick?
No,
okay.
we were considering Marlon Williams.
Yeah, I think I have to go Marlon Williams because I'm feeling very Christchurch proud this morning.
Yeah, good.
My Marlon Williams pick would be, what's it called? Don't Go Back to the Party?
Don't Go Back to the Party.
Or Back to the Party. I love that we're doing this live. Don't Go Back.
Don't Go Back, Marlon Williams.
From My Boy.
Oh, he's very attractive. I know that's not, like, part of it, but, like, he is.
Yeah, we're just about the music, man.
Yeah, he's so stunning. Now, before we play this one, you guys seem to... I feel like the spinoff has just gone strength to strength constantly over the last 10 years. Like, it's been a very successful 10 years. But I also always get the impression it stayed... small.
Mm.
Teams are small. You kind of, what would you be at, like 30-ish, roughly?
I'd say no more than that.
Yeah, right. So that must be a big learning curve for you in terms of like observing people like running a business and going from a couple of employees to managing many people.
Mm.
What's kind of like your standout lesson in kind of the administration of this all?
Oh my gosh. Well, I've had very little to do with the administration of it all, and I'm very grateful for that. But I think from kind of a writing point of view, I think what the spin-off does best is it lets people be themselves.
Lovely.
Why am I like welling up?
I love
that's
this.
Crazy. But you know, I think there's like a freedom and a voiciness to the spin-off that I think is quite hard to come by in a lot of other places, probably because they're, you know, more hung up on news and reporting in a certain way. So I'd say, yeah, that would be the biggest thing is like just holding on to that authenticity or whatever you want to call it. Because, yeah, I think people really respond to hearing someone write like a human.
Yeah, I totally agree. I couldn't agree more. And on that note, Speaking of really quite wonderful humans, Mr. Marlon Williams, Don't Go Back, the final choice for the guest list this morning. Great picks.
Thank you.
By the way. To our audience out there, Don't Go Back by Marlon Williams with his gorgeous little short shorts and little singlet on in the album cover for this song. Do enjoy.
One in the morning when the mood started shifting, all the night moves coming out. Conversation you could do without, you bought a thing. She's got her finger in her mouth, and you know what that's about. Don't have to tell you what you already know. If you got something to uphold, you don't let the devil leave you low. You're dynamite, and I know you think you might, but don't leave yourself tonight.
Party,
thinks they know you.
Don't go back to the party with your body
on the line.
Don't go back to the party with everybody.
Thinks they know you.
Don't go back to the party with your body
on the line. One in a million and a long way from home. I can hear your poor heart beating on the dark end of the phone. I get scared of that. Eh, der-a-te-tang-i-a-te-ru-ru. You're holding on to a feeling long forgotten by the people all around you. It hurts to fall on frozen ground. I know you. That day is gonna come when you be losing, losing.
Don't go back to the party, everybody
thinks they know you.
Don't go back to the party with somebody
on the line.
Don't go back to the party with everybody
thinks they know. To the party, don't go back to the party, no. Don't go back to the party, don't go back to the party, no. Don't go back to the party, don't go back to the party, no.
Right, Don't Go Back, Marlon Williams. God, that man is a honey.
Don't know what you're talking about. I'm just here for the music.
Marlon Williams is an exceptionally tall human being.
Yep.
Have you ever done, I don't know if this is a horrible thing to ask, but stories on people like
tall,
physically significant, like they have physical attributes about them that make them unique. Have you ever done stories on people like that?
This is the weirdest question anyone has ever asked anybody. Are you setting me up? Have I done something?
No, but
I don't
think
so.
Right, okay.
I don't think so is the answer to your question. I mean, have I ever interviewed like an athlete? I don't know. I'm going to say no. And if I have, so be it.
I actually have to say, that has reminded me though, the spin-off did that series on I think it was former Olympians, like old school Olympians.
Oh, Scratch?
Scratch.
People. Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not a sports person. That was great.
Beautiful.
That was really good.
Yeah, amazing. And I feel like that, again, is another, that's that sort of thing of holding on to, celebrating the things that might have been forgotten in New Zealand culture. And, you know, sports is as much pop culture as reality television
totally,
is, you know?
Totally, totally. But that's a really interesting thing. Like, I feel like the spin-off does particularly well at highlighting wild things we do forget as a society.
Mm.
Like, have you kind of observed that in your time at the spin-off, is how quickly society forgets things?
Yeah, well, I think everyone's brains are fried.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I can't even remember what I did yesterday. But I think also New Zealand is really bad at archiving its own pop culture history in particular. Like,
yeah,
it's very
right.
hard to find lots of TV shows. You know, at the moment, Tease, we are working on a project to do with New Zealand television in the 21st century.
Yeah,
and
right.
it's really hard to find evidence of a lot of things. Where you're kind of tracing back, you're like, I'm pretty sure there was this show in 2003 and it was about, you know, a guy who had to like text all these people to find Jay Smith, and then you have to go down a big Google rabbit hole and you eventually find evidence of this thing. New Zealand On Screen is pretty good. You know, there's lots of things there. But lots of our pop culture history is lost, and I don't know if that's like a resource thing or a cultural cringe kind of a thing where we're let's just focus on other stuff.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point. Like, my dad was on a show Bob Parker did back in like the 80s.
Yeah.
And we can't find it anywhere. Like, it's just impossible to find.
Yeah.
It's so difficult.
There are seasons of, I'm pretty sure, you remember Moon TV?
Yes.
So I think there's like a season of Moon TV that's like just missing.
Wow, and, like, really?
The Moon TV don't even have. Like, there's,
oh my God.
Because it's also, it's a particular time of the technological changes that have happened.
Yes,
you know, all the
up
going from, you know, going to digital and all this stuff that I think lots of things just haven't made the jump. Which is really sad.
Yeah, it is. It is. But in a way, like, so New Zealand as well.
It is. Yeah.
A little bit. So we're coming to a close here, but I just saw, since we are a, a music station, we love the arts, not exclusively music. I thought I'd ask kind of, in terms of like all the artistic brains you've ever encountered through your job, who has just been the standout, like, most interesting person to
you? Oh my gosh. Who has been the standout? Okay. In terms of sort of a creative...
Yeah.
A creative mind. I mean, it's just because I've been talking about him, but I was genuinely profoundly moved by my interview with Dae Hamel.
Yeah.
AKA Sunny Sagala. I think it represents a lot about, like, not giving up.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I love that.
Also how timing can often play a big part in finding success, that sometimes it is just luck. He had been toiling away, was hugely respected in the scene for a long time, gave it all up, and then came back and was just the right moment. Like, you know, New Zealand hip hop was at the right moment.
Yeah.
CDs were at the right moment, music videos were at the right moment, and he just did it. I found that there's just a lot of interesting lessons in that, I think. Not to promote my own work again, but you can read about it on thespinoff.co.nz.
Now, you guys are famous for your rankings. Have you done many of them yourself? I know you did canned wine, didn't you?
I partook somewhat in the canned wine one. Don't remember much of the experience. I have done a few rankings, but my main field is power rankings of reality shows.
Yeah.
So that
yeah.
will be where you'll probably find me, which is more of the weekly coverage of how different contestants are tracking.
What's kind of like in recent years the best show, and more I mean, like, not necessarily a new show that started that was really good, but like had a really good season or something. What's kind of the best you've seen in recent years?
It would be the recent season of The Traitors, New Zealand, I thought was extraordinary.
Oh.
It was so good. They did the right thing. Season one, I understand why they had to do it, but they had about half the cast were celebrities.
Season one was like, yeah.
It was too friendly because they all knew each other. You know, this is New Zealand. You can't have people who are going to be at influencer events, you know.
Well, I think there were even some of the non-famous ones, like, knew each other as well.
Yeah.
Like, it was crazy.
And that is just, you know, a hazard of living here. But season two, I just thought the cast was extraordinary. There were so many good twists and turns. Paul Henry was, like, firing on all cylinders. And I won't spoil the outcome if you haven't seen it, but it was a phenomenal win. By the person that, all people.
It was kind of, yeah, it was, I was a little proud of it. I was like, oh, New Zealand, you pulled out something good here.
And it was an amazing, cross-section of New Zealanders, I thought, as well.
Yes,
which is always something I've really thought reality television can have a really useful hand in, is actually showing a lot of different New Zealanders on screen.
And we are, I think we're quite good at it. We get really interesting cross-sections on our TV shows sometimes.
Yeah. So, no, definitely The Traitors New Zealand was so much fun to recap. You just never have any idea what was coming week after week. It had so many twists.
Oh, my
Loved it.
Now, my favourite thing, of course, being selfish for a second, is any food content, like, food's great. I don't know if you've ever tried food. Highly recommend it. Really good. Is there a standout food or meal you've ever had on behalf of the spin-off?
Oh, yes. Last year, or was it earlier this year, we were invited out to Mapu in Lyttelton, which is this extraordinary six-seater.
Well, I feel like maybe I've heard of it.
It's it's like down a little alleyway in Lyttelton, six people a night. You don't know what the menu is. There's one chef who does everything in front of you. And I tried things there that I've never had before. I had white asparagus. I had noodles made out of banana. It was absolutely wild. It was also the night that I found out that pine nuts come from pine cones, which is not something that
they don't.
Yes, see? Earth-shattering.
No, they don't.
They do. The little, like, spines of the pine cone, crack those open, there's a pine nut in there. Isn't that crazy? But then it also makes total sense once you think about it. Where else would they come from?
I mean, yeah, I guess so, obviously. Man, I find things like that fascinating because, like kind of efficiency, that doesn't seem like the greatest way to grow a pine nut. Like, a pine cone is an extraordinary way for nature to decide that's how we'll grow pine nuts.
I guess that's why they're like $1,000 a bag.
Yeah, that's true.
The labour involved.
They are. Well, Alex, I have to say, this has been an absolute delight for me, and I'm so glad to have had you here this morning. I hope you all have had a good time.
I've had a wonderful time. Thank you so much for having me. It's been so nice to look back. I can't believe we're turning 10 this year.
I know. It's quite shocking. And even for me, this has been a bit of a trip down memory lane because I'm like, oh my God, yeah, you guys did this and you did that. And it's really, really cool to see how far you guys have come. Congratulations. And I just guess my final question for you is next 10 years.
Ooh.
Just simple question.
Yeah. Well, we're not going anywhere.
Yeah. What would, say in the next 10 years, what would be like some stories you would love to tackle?
Oh, that's a really good question. Big ones. Well, I've recently got really into writing about skincare and the beauty industry.
Oh, yes.
I'm very interested in Botox and what's happening with Botox in this country.
Right.
And the proliferation of cosmetic clinics that are like popping up everywhere. I don't know what the regulation is around them. That's something I'm interested in getting into. But, God, 20 years, who knows? I mean, AI is going to be looming. TikTok is there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things to contend with.
Wow.
But hopefully we'll still be here.
Oh, you will be. I have no doubt about that. Yeah, the whole beauty industry is very interesting. Mm. I know about four people who've had hair transplants recently.
That you see that, yeah. Don't you? Yeah, yeah there's yeah. a lot going on. And again, it's very personal, it's very sensitive, but I think those sorts of areas are the ones that are worth talking about.
I couldn't agree more. Oh, I don't really want to stop doing this, but I have to.
You have to.
Alex, this has been an absolute delight. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. Is it a busy week? Is it party week?
It's party week. Yeah, we'll be going up to Auckland later in the week. We're having a big party up there for the 10th.
Cool.
And lots more coverage on the site. So do have a little sift around and there's lots of celebrations to be had.
Yes, and if you have gone the last 10 years without hearing about the spin-off, somehow well done. That a remarkable amount of effort would have had to gone into avoiding it. It's the spinoff.co.nz if you're new to it. Yeah, just everything you do is so cool, and you're an absolute hero, Alex. So thank you so much for coming on my show this morning.
Thank you, Liam. Anytime.
The guest list brought to your ears by New Zealand On Air.